Welcome to Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Chris.
And I'm Lorenzo.
And welcome to this week's Thoughtful Thursday. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hacking Your Leadership and leave us a review on iTunes. On this Thoughtful Thursday, we're going to be talking a little bit more about our Monday episode on the Accepting Your Role part of our Leaders of Leaders series that we're doing for the month of June. This is our third week in the series, and we went over a really nice discussion on Monday around the concept of accepting your role, really figuring out where your support is needed and what it means to be a leader of leaders versus a leader of individual contributors. And one of the things that we didn't touch on a lot, but that came up in our questions from our DMs from all of you in our Instagram, was this idea around, what if you feel like you don't have the ability to be a leader of leaders because you inherited a team of leaders where there is a leadership deficit? I know I said the word leader in there 800 times in one sentence, but hopefully that makes sense. You're new to a team or you're new to an organization, and you get in there and you believe you're going to hit the ground running, being a leader of leaders, developing people, accepting your role, personalizing the support, all these great things. And you quickly realize that there is a leadership deficit amongst the people who report directly to you. What do you do, or what's the idea of accepting your role and knowing that it's not necessarily what you thought it was necessarily going to be? And so I want to get your thoughts on that, Lorenzo. What do you think?
It's a great question, and I think that was, thematically a lot of what people wanted to know is, what happens when you can't? Like, whether you have newly promoted leaders, or again, like in this instance where you've taken over a team and collectively there's a leadership, opportunity there for you to work through. I think it's imperative that you do the right work and you meet people where they're at and you help those leaders who want to do the right work and spend the time with them in the spaces that they need you to spend the time with. I think to be able to be an effective leader of leaders and to be able to, not only offer this level of support, but kind of plan for the future, you need to be very upfront and clear with the team of leaders that's exactly what you're doing. You want to be able to say, like, look, let me be, here's what I have assessed. Here's what I believe to be an opportunity for the team. Here are some spaces and things that I think we need to spend time in, clarifying expectations or redefining expectations, or simply just practicing with one another around the expected behaviors that we have from leadership standpoint. And so I'm going to spend my time doing some of this with you and with all of you. I know this is not my role. I know this is not the space that I should be in, but I feel that right now this is what the team needs of me. And so I'm going to spend the time, doing this level of work, and I'm going to do it this way over this period of time. And here's what I'm looking for to make sure that you feel comfortable with the job that you have. So I think that there's absolutely times when you have to do this, and where you're gonna have to consider yourself and what you're bringing to that team. But I think you have to over communicate and inform them as to what exactly is going on and why you are doing it, and then also set time frames around it so that it's very clear that this is a temporary thing that you are doing for the needs of the team.
Yeah, that's so true. I think that being upfront and communicative on this process is imperative, not just with the people reporting to you, but also with your boss. And so here's what I mean by that. So first of all, just to reiterate what you said, Lorenzo, yeah, if you just go in and just start doing what is needed, if you're doing this with a team of people who don't believe there is the same level of leadership deficit that you see that there is when you go in, you will come off like a micromanager or like you're trying to do their job for them without them believing there's a problem. If they believe there's a problem, if they know there is, if they see that they really don't have a team cohesion or the ability to lead people, if they're constantly asking for support, then that's different, because then it's a very easy conversation to have. Let's get back to some basics here. But if it's not that they are asking for help and support in doing their job, but rather they are doing it without help and support poorly, then that's a very different conversation in terms of making sure they understand what the level of expectation is and level setting, not just individually when it comes to personalizing the support, but as a team as a whole. You want to make sure that the team sees you as being communicative in this way. Where the other part comes in is being communicative with your boss, because oftentimes if you're brought in to lead a team of leaders, whether it's new to the team, new to the organization, new to the industry, whatever it is, there's a reason you were being brought in. And likely it's because you're replacing a person who wasn't getting the job done. That person either left on their own or they were, asked to leave. And now you're coming in to kind of pick up the pieces. So hopefully there is some level of knowledge by the person who you report up to say that this is going to take some time. You know, this is where the deficits are. But it's very, very important for you to have regular communication with that person to let them know what you see. And that would be like, you know, at the end of the first day, the first week, the first 2 weeks, regular updates on where you see the deficits and what you believe the plan of action needs to be and how long you think it will take. Because if they're expecting you to come in and hit the ground running and, you know, oh, new person, Lorenzo's in place, the old person who didn't do the job well is gone, yay, we should start seeing results tomorrow now. You know, that's clearly, you know, more than is possible. But the idea of being able to say, hey, you know what, don't expect there to be any type of improvement out of the results on the scorecard or the outcomes for a year, that's probably not acceptable either. There's going to be some kind of a medium in there where you talk with your boss and agree on what the level of expectation is and when they can start to see results. And you need to be communicative, especially if that changes. And so a question I want to ask you, Lorenzo, is have you ever had to reset expectations with a leader of yours where you came in, had to take over a team, or you had to do some work where you said to your boss, you know, yeah, this is, I'm going to work with these people on this, but you should see some results in this amount of time. And then at some point you had to go back to them and say, what I thought was going to be is not the case. Let's go back and reset expectations here. So I want to get that from you. But first I want to give it up to Word from one of our sponsors. All right, Lorenzo, if you're a leader of leaders and you're having to kind of make sure your boss is in the loop for the your role and what you need to do in order to improve on the team, what does that conversation look like when you have to reset expectations with your own boss on what they can expect out of the performance of you and your team?
Yeah, I think a big part of it is what you said earlier that I've learned over time, which is the constant elements of informing and communicating constantly. And here's what I'm seeing right away. Here's what I think needs to be addressed. Here's some of the work that I'm going to be doing. You know, I feel strongly that over the next, you know, 30 to 45 days or whatever, you know, we should see some movement in some of these behaviors. But I also feel that there are things that, you know, within our business that may be able to be addressed and we'd be able to move a little bit quicker on some of the things that will have to take longer. So I think that over time I've learned that consistent level of communication is what allows you to kind of create the space that you need to go and do the work. I remember very clearly one time where, you know, there was an assessment kind of a team that I had taken over. I knew there was work to do. I began to do some of the work. I knew that it would take a little bit longer. And then one of the things that maybe I didn't take into account initially was the way in which the person that I reported to, how the team saw that person and how they saw them as their direct resource. And because of previous leadership, there was a need for that. There was a need for them to have somebody they can talk to in regards to what was going on and what were some of the situations that were happening. So like there was this really kind of close connection amongst the team and the person that I was reporting to. And what I realized was that it was going to be much harder for me to get this work done if the team continued to see that as the space to go to when it came to questions, problems, concerns, and or whatever it might be. And so I actually had to have a conversation with that person to say, like, look, I know this may seem weird or it may seem untraditional, but what I actually need from you is to not physically be here for a little while and become less accessible, because what the team needs right now is a clear understanding of that this is my role. This is my job as the leader here. I should be that resource. They should come to me with any concerns or problems or issues. I should be the one who is able to provide them with either recognition or follow up and accountability. And so we need to redefine that with the team to make sure that they understand what it is for me to accept my role, for you to accept your role, and for us to kind of, you know, move through this together. And of course, you know, the conversation was taken, you know, very well. And it was like a, okay, like, you know, it was a little bit of a joke. Like, so you're basically asking me to like leave you alone for a little while. And the answer is like, yeah, actually, like not because I don't want you to see the work that we're doing, simply because I'm trying to address this one thing. And that would be very helpful with this one thing. And sure enough, that was what we were able to do, and it worked out well. And it provided me some time and space to establish that level of leadership with the team, for them to see me as that resource. And then bringing that person back in was very easy, and it was nice. And they got a chance to spend the time and the space and the role that they should be in. And then I could actually do the job that I was hired to do.
Yeah, that's so true. I think, you know, when the level of communication you have to have with your boss when you're coming in and changing a team or fixing a team that's having some issues, the reason I think that is so important is because what you're doing is you're providing information or ammunition, you know, so to speak, for that person to be able to speak to the work you're doing to their own leader. And so if you are being brought in by somebody, chances are that person is worried about the performance of that team. They're worried about their boss seeing the performance of that team, and they want to be able to say, this is what's being done to fix it. And whether things are running smoothly like you thought they were or not, giving regular updates and making sure that your boss knows when those regular updates are going to come, because it's likely that they trust you, they brought you in for a reason, and they're not going to be aware of everything that's happening on that team to be able to change it unless you tell them specifically. And all you're trying to do is make it so when that person gets emailed by their own boss to say, hey, what's happening with this team? I know you hired a new person. Give me an update on that. You want them to be able to reply to that email and say, oh, this is what's going on. Lorenzo's in place. This is the plan of action that he has dictated to me of what's going to happen, how long he believes it's going to take. And we have regular communication updates. What you're essentially doing is giving your boss the ammunition they need to talk to their own boss about what you're doing to improve on the team. They just need to be able to answer those questions when it comes to them and know that they aren't going to be avoiding the topic, or like, you know, they have to reach out to you when they get asked. And, you know, I need this by the end of the day. What are you doing? What changes are you making? I need to respond to my boss. You're preemptively avoiding that so that you have this, you get the space that you need. It's amazing how much space you get, how much space communication buys. And if it's not going the way it's supposed to go, being communicative of that is totally fine. Avoiding it and hoping that you can, oh, you know, I won't say anything because next week I think we're going to make some real moves, that's not good enough. It's got to be communicative so that rolls uphill too, just like it would roll downhill. And you'll be given a lot of grace and a lot of space by your boss to get the job done that you need. Because at the end of the day, things change, and what you think is going to happen and what you think needs to happen will change from week to week as you start to get to know more about your team, what strides they can make when truly left to do their own thing, versus where they really need some development and some support being leaders.
Absolutely. And with that, it brings us to the end of this episode. This is Hacking Your Leadership. I'm Lorenzo.
And I'm Chris.
And have a great day.